ChicagoBears.com presents Roundtable.
All right, let's look at the present-day situation. The Bears are in, coming out of the bye week at 3-5. Hopefully they've cleared their head, refocused, recalibrated. That was the mission. That was the plan. It seems as though that has been the case after just being around these guys on this week. They seem very energized and excited about the task at hand. And it's a big task. Forget about the whole season and what's left of it. The task of going up there to deal with Aaron Rodgers at home is a tall order indeed.
Right. But, you know, you go back and watch the tape of the first game they've already played. They do have an account where they get to go and watch these. And they did a lot of things really well in that game. But now they have to capitalize on the things they did well and continue to do them throughout the game. And then when you look at it defensively, yeah, they gave Aaron Rodgers some great opportunities. But they also did some things that if they can notch it up a half a second faster, given a tenth of a second faster pressure to Aaron Rodgers, then they can be more in control of the game. So if I was watching this tape and I was thinking of the Bears and what position they are, I would look at it with an enthusiastic approach of what I did well in that tape and how I'm going to repeat that performance. If I was going up to Lambeau, part of this team, and I was a part of this offensive line, I'd feel really confident that I was going to assure Matt Forte is going to have triple-digit yards that are going to count to the time of possession that ultimately they're looking for.
The Bears had a great time rushing the football last time they played against Green Bay. The issue was defensively, and I think it's going to help them having Jared Allen. He didn't play in the first game. They need a big pass rush against Aaron Rodgers. And Aaron Rodgers, I believe, is the best quarterback in the league. And he keeps plays alive and makes plays with his feet better than anyone in the league. The last 8 starts that he's had, that he started and finished against the Bears, he's won. It's time to change that right now.
You know, one thing is helpful to the Bears when they play Green Bay on the road is it allows their defensive line to get more of into a rhythm with the cadence of Aaron Rodgers, because you can hear a snap count at home. And when you talk about Jared Allen playing against, is it Bakhtiari that plays left tackle? And we talked about this on the plane where he's got – I knew he had 9 holding calls in his up until this point in his career, which is a lot. So now if Jared Allen can get the jump on Aaron Rodgers, the repetitiveness of his snap count, maybe he can get some holding calls that, yeah, you don't have a sack, but you have a holding call, and it is
just
a major sack. Exactly.
Just as good. Or forcing another first down penalty, just as good
right.
to me as a sack. You have a hard time scoring in those situations. Entering week 4, the Packers were 30th in the NFL, giving up rushing yards. Now they're 32nd. Still giving up north of 150 yards per game. So, yeah, the logical thing to do is really attack that weakness. They are not a good tackling team. They've had a bunch of missed tackles. In fact, Julius Peppers has had the most missed tackles. While he's had some sacks, he's had a lot of missed tackles. So how do you continue to work your magic and chip away at that defense and use the run to set up maybe getting the ball to the receivers for a bigger play down the field?
I think you're going to have a series of runs that are run-only option when you get to the line of scrimmage, because Green Bay is going to morph into different style of fronts according to Dom Capers, their defensive coordinator. But you have to have confidence that you have runs that work against anything, because I think you want to take the difficulty of the snap count now that you're on the road and give the offensive line the consistency of the timing of the count so they can run the ball more effectively. I still think you got to be stubborn about it. You got to be willing to do it for the 1-2 yards early to get the 4-6 yards later in the game. And like I said, I would go up there with a great deal of confidence that I could challenge Julius Peppers and Clay Matthews on the edges.
I think a big reason you have to establish the run is so your play action pass works too. You don't want Green Bay to know that you're throwing the ball, dropping everybody back into zone coverage. It seems like everybody's playing zone coverage against the Bears. You have to establish the run so the defense doesn't know what's coming. A lot of people talk about controlling the ball and controlling the clock. I don't care about that. The Bears have to put points up to beat Aaron Rodgers.
I disagree. I think you have to do both.
Well,
you can't go in there with just the one mission, because that's not going to work either. You have to keep Aaron Rodgers off the field.
Well,
when he's on the field, like you did at Soldier Field, you know they're going to try and really put the foot to the gas and work like they did at Soldier Field quickly to get their points.
The Bears had the time of possession edge, though, in the last game. The point is you have to stop Aaron Rodgers. Remember, the Bears started the game with that, like, 7.5-minute drive, and then Aaron Rodgers marched down in 2 minutes, put him in the end zone. So time of possession is great, but you have to stop him. They didn't stop him a single time last game.
Right.
5 touchdowns, a field goal, then a missed field goal on all 7 possessions.
The possession after Aaron Rodgers went down to score, the Bears got into a scenario where they had first and goal from the 10-yard line, and they never got into the end zone. And I think that's a key element, because if you're going to get in the red zone as the Bears and you want to say that I can run the ball against anything, then that's the time that you have to be determined to run the ball against a weak run-stopping defense, because you cannot, again, you cannot walk out of the red zone without having a touchdown. It is unacceptable in this game, and that's the points you have to have.
And they're good. They've been good in the red zone. They've been good inside the 30 this season.
Just going back to last game, when I'm talking about a reference point, they went into that red zone, and they failed to score when they started first and 10, and I think it was seven plays later when they were still in that red zone, they did not score. Cannot have that.
I remember late in the half, too, they didn't even get a field goal because there was no time remaining, one play left. They got stopped short of the goal line.